7 minutes after 3 o'clock at 610 WTBN. John Corby with Joe Bradley. It is the Big Bucks Line Shortened Thursday radio program. They've got the Hubble telescope back in business. The oldest possibly Hebrew inscription ever has been found. And it was 70 years ago today that the original War of the Worlds terrified the nation on the radio. Top five things that kill men, no surprises there. McCain has a comfortable lead in Texas, where 23% of the Texans believe Obama is a Muslim. So,
that's what readers down there, I guess.
I think they must believe everything they get in the internet in Texas. So, anyway, that's where we're at. But with Halloween quick approaching, tomorrow being the big day, and, you know, interest in ghosts and goblins and things of that nature, we've got three members of the Central Ohio Paranormal Society with us, Mike, John, and Sam. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, how did this thing get started, your society?
Well, I'm Mike Robert. I founded it in 2004 after dealing with some things I went through as a child and a younger preteen. I moved down to Ohio in '89, the Columbus area, and I experienced some things down here also at a relative's home. And basically, I started the Central Ohio Paranormal Society to try to further, you know, the research and try to get some answers of what we were looking for.
Yeah, what kind of stuff were you talking about when you were a kid?
Well, there was a lot of noises. I would see a lot of strange things. My sister would experience these things as well. Our parents kind of wrote it off. When I talk to my dad now, he said, well, I never wanted to scare you guys as kids.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Thanks a lot, Dad. But, there was a lot of strange things, you know, physical objects moving, doors opening and closing, lights. I mean, just, the whole shebang.
Yeah. What about you guys? You guys experienced some stuff too, or are you just kind of looking? What about John?
Well, my interest is more intellectual in nature. I'm interested in what's going on, what type of phenomena people are experiencing, and capturing real evidence as opposed to the other things, which are legitimate. They're personal experiences,
right?
But they can't be verified for anybody but the person that is experiencing it themselves. So I'm interested in the science, the equipment, and so forth.
Oh, okay. Sam?
Yeah, I grew up in a haunted theater in Grove City. I was started as a little kid there. And there's a lot of strange occurrences that went on, a lot of personal experiences. And plus, growing up, I read a lot of ghost stories and ghost books, and I thought that was really cool. And then I met Mike by chance to do a investigation at the theater that I grew up in, and then that's how we... I kind of fell into the group, and I've had a great time ever since.
Okay, how many people are involved in it?
We've roughly got about 12 members, active members right now.
Okay.
So.
And I first became aware of you guys, the article in Columbus Monthly this month about you said you bought, I don't know, 15 grand worth of equipment. What kind of equipment are we talking about?
Well, it's not as elaborate as one may think. It's simple, Sony Handycams that you can get from Best Buy or Circuit City, something like that. Standard tape recorders, digital recorders, 35mm cameras, digital cameras, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Why is it always seems like these things happen in older buildings? Like this building, you'd never have anything like this happen in it necessarily, or would you?
Well, there might be. I mean, it's hard to say, but a lot of the older buildings, because there's history to it.
Right.
That's why it tends to be in the older buildings. But, I mean, you don't know what used to be on this ground before this building was built. What if this was all farmland and the people who used to live here really loved their land and wanted to stay around? That falls under a type of haunting called residual haunting, and that's they're attracted to the land and they don't really know what's here now.
Oh.
They wouldn't interact with you.
Oh, okay.
They would just be going about their daily lives. Who knows? Maybe the mom is going to the kitchen to cook breakfast, and maybe that happens down on the first level where the house used to be. So it tends to happen in the older buildings because of the history of the building, and like I said, this building might be haunted. You don't know.
I'll be darned. What kind of, you mentioned residual hauntings. What other kind of hauntings could there be?
The other form that we run into a lot is considered an intelligent haunt. An intelligent haunt will interact with you and will respond to what you're saying and know about its surroundings, as opposed to the residual variety, which is kind of like a tape that plays at random over and over.
Okay. As far as this is concerned, have any theories on, you know, if there are spirits there, as we've just talked about, why it would happen to some people and not others?
Well, again, that goes into, it falls into the category of, you know, like the history thing. There's a lot of theories out there where, you know, people could be haunted. There, you know, the land could be haunted. I mean, it's all theoretical stuff, basically. So, I mean, it's nobody really has an answer for that.
Yeah. I was looking on your website, which is, by the way, if you want to check it out now, centralohioparanormal.com, and you've got a list of investigations. And in a lot of investigations, you admit you didn't find anything, right?
Right.
Right.
And then in others, you've seen all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
All over the board, yeah.
Yeah, there's some places that will produce more evidence than others. You know, that we've been to places where we, you know, we've sat there 5, 6, 7 hours and have gotten absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, as far as a feeling of being watched, you know, that's never happened in some places. So it's kind of a hit and miss kind of thing.
Yeah. Now you have, and we've got the DVD in here, or CD of EVPs. What are those?
EVP stands for electronic voice phenomenon. And it's a very interesting phenomenon because... typically, what occurs is we will record, and typically with multiple devices, we'll record what we're doing. We'll put recorders out in various places throughout a location and just set them to recording to see if they'll pick up sounds of voices or, you know, footsteps or doors creaking and so forth and so on. And typically, an EVP will be something that we don't know about while we're actually investigating. It's typically not something that you hear with your ear. But upon further review... and typically the review is very extensive and we cross-reference multiple recordings, we will hear voices, sounds that are intelligible that weren't one of the investigators or anybody on the property. And that qualifies as an EVP.
Okay, and let's listen to you guys will know what these are,
yeah,
right?
Start with track number three.
I did a new CD. Yeah, just go ahead and we'll explain what it is.
All right, just play one there, Joe.
Number one, okay. This is number one.
Tape recorder.
Thanks.
You can take what I have if you want. I will
now. That was actually two.
Yeah, that was one and two. There.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can, if you go back and play track number one.
Sure.
In this particular one, and this was a local residential investigation, that's me saying tape recorder.
Right.
And the reason I said tape recorder is the click you heard prior to that was a regular old, good old analog cassette recorder running out of tape. And we document, when we're in an area, we document the noises that we hear. So I had a camcorder, and in order to make sure that upon further review, I didn't think that the clicking sound was something weird.
Right.
I simply said tape recorder, and then a voice said tapes. But we
sounded like a female voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there wasn't anybody else up there.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And you didn't notice that when it happened?
I did not hear it. No.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Let's play number two there, Joe. Cause that had a lot of noise in it.
Well, you can say what I was if you want.
I can now.
All right, what did we hear there?
Well, that was also captured. This was captured in a local residence in Grove City. Some of the history that happened at this house is a woman was cheating on her husband, and she had been caught. And after she had got caught, her husband went to work, and she decided to commit suicide. She turned the car on in the garage, closed the garage door.
Okay.
And when that was captured, we were setting some equipment up, I think, and this just came over. One of the recorders says, "I fool around."
And it was a female voice, too.
Yes.
And it wasn't any of the investigators that were present. That
track night. Three has it as a clean version without all the noise.
Yeah, we removed a little noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And the thing with our evidence, when we catch something that's really strong like that, what we do is we send it off to everyone in the group,
mm-hmm.
and we all have to agree that nobody said that, nobody said anything that would even remotely sound like that, and every single one of us has to agree that that is evidence in order for us to even consider it evidence.
Yeah, that's true, and typically we'll have multiple devices recording at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up with kind of a grid of coverage. So we can cross-reference the time of various events that occur, such as that, and we can pretty much prove that nobody said that because it didn't appear on some of the other recording devices that we had,
mm-hmm.
which makes, you know, EVPs are very interesting from a an electronics and a scientific standpoint, because people like me start wondering, well, how the heck did they get there?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a brief break, and if you've got any questions, maybe you've experienced some of the stuff yourself, maybe in your house or somebody else's house, or we'd just like to ask a question. We've got the guys from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society with us, 821-WTBN, 1-800-610-WTBN.